reach the blank canvas.
We ain't gonna miss another Wednesday. Rain to shine. Fuck this shit. We back, motherfuckers.
With ECST.
I'm having troubles in all of it because, man, it's pretty much exposing all the white supremacists that's just been hiding for so many years.
So whatever your stance is, it's always going to come off as non-patriotic because that's just the way that they're going to spin it.
All the owners are white. They're like, it's not their fight. I ain't going to worry about this. So if I walk on the street, I'm not going to get killed by a cop or racially profiled by a cop. I'm going to be protected by the cop.
When he did what he did, when he protested the anthem, I applauded, like, wholeheartedly. I was about to say about Cardi B, though. Yeah. One thing about Cardi B, she putting in work, though.
She is. I will give her that, man.
Like, she's actually working for her. So that's one thing I give her credit for.
Yeah, I will say that, man. It's not like even if somebody wrote that song for her, she is grinding.
Yeah, she ain't sucking niggas up just to get to the top.
If I wanted to. how much for this verse? Be quiet. It was like this whole bunch of females just going up to the bar. And people was like, dang, man, look at them over there with the nice cars. And they got the Louis bags and the Chanel purses and the nigga shit. It's like, I'm trying to get the nigga shit.
And now, ECST.
And I just can't figure it out. Your kisses taste like honey. But I can't stop in the block all night trying to get this money. Stuck between these two worlds. What I'm gonna do with both these girls? ST, man, how you living, son?
Man, I'm depressed, man.
What you depressed about, man?
The fucking NFL, man.
Niggas, you better sting. Take your ass out the league. Okay, massa. I'm a getting line. I sure do love the flag, massa. Oh, come on, man. It's this fuck shit, man.
I'm telling you, dude. You know, patriotism, the American flag, don't mean what it's supposed to mean. Like, there's a key phrase that is said in the Pledge of Allegiance. I don't know if people remember this. It's probably been so long because they probably hadn't said the Pledge of Allegiance in probably about 30 or 40 years. But it says, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. So when we see stuff like what happened, over the weekend and, just Monday, pertaining to the NFL and them making players stand during the national anthem, essentially taking away their right to protest, taking away their freedom to do what the flag says that they can do, is backwards, man. It's backwards. And I'm upset. I thought about boycotting the NFL, but I try to give these racist white folks a chance, man. But, I mean, I'm left with no choice now. I'm left with no choice. Like, I feel like now the only thing that anybody cares about is appeasing the white hoods, appeasing the others.
The alt-right.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. That's what it's all about, man.
Yeah. Just making sure that people's pockets stay lined. Instead of fighting for what's right. I was telling EC before we got, on the show, if only we could have, developed our own league. Had a league, similar to the Negro leagues.
Yeah.
Only difference is now we would have a whole lot more leeway as to know how to run our own leagues. And we wouldn't have to, be subjected to, I guess, the higher power or whatever, the others that run, the NFL. I'm distraught, man. I'm distraught. Cause, I feel like it's been a waste of time. Everything has been a waste of time.
Yeah, it's kind of funny, man. Cause I saw a very poignant cartoon little caricature that was on Twitter, where it showed a beaten slave that's tired on a knee, and like the slave master all the way in the background with a whip saying "stand up." Then it had what was the other picture? It was another picture. Oh, it was a picture where, you know, during the civil rights movement, where, you know, we had black brothers and sisters sitting at white only diners and sitting there with food getting thrown on them, and then somebody yelling at them stand up, and now it just showed an NFL player on a knee, and then it has Trump in the background yelling stand up, and it was just like, man, like what has changed?
Nothing at all.
Nothing has changed, man. And this, I know y'all are like, you know, y'all come to us, you know, for, you know, advice, you know, a little fun, you know, tidbits, you know, here and there. But man, this is crucial, dude.
Yeah.
Like this is showing America and the world how white supremacists works and how they get down. It's like, man, if you're not going to comply. If you're going to let us take your sponsorships, you know what I'm saying? It was okay when sponsorship was taken from individual players. It wasn't hurting the actual, you know, NFL brand. Yeah. When it comes to a point where you got the owner, Dan Snyder, of the Redskins, which is a racist name towards Indians to begin with, telling them we're not going to stand for this. You're going to stand for the national anthem. Like, dog, it's a problem, man. And then, like, we talked about our boys on, like, a little group chat, man. And I was like, man, the Dolphins, the Cowboys, the Redskins have all told their players either have to stand or they have to wait in the locker room during the national anthem. And then one of my friends is just like, man, I just don't see the whole league doing it, man. It's a copycat league. They're going to get everybody in line.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody in line, man.
It's a matter of time.
Matter of time, dude.
It is a matter of time. There are no individuals in the NFL.
Nope.
Except for one, but, you know, he's not playing right now. You know, it was further confirmed that this whole thing that Colin Kaepernick is being made an example of when a team such as the Tennessee Titans lose their quarterback and this system is built for quarterbacks such as Colin Kaepernick. Colin Kaepernick was Colin Kaepernick before Marcus Mariota. Like, the system is built for him. And instead, they go sign a quarterback who probably can't, you know,
can't even read a defense or handle blitz pickup.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. I mean, it just goes to show you, man, what else does the NFL have to prove, or any other sports league that is willing to just bow down to the others because they threaten to take away a sponsorship or something? Like, what else do these leagues have to show you in order for you to know that you don't matter?
Yeah. Dude, it's all about that. It's all about that mighty dollar. It's all about keeping status quo, man.
Yeah.
It's all about keeping status quo, dude. It's never gonna get out of hand, so to speak, man, in the United States, because they have contingency plans for stuff like this. So it's never gonna really get out of hand, because they'll just start just locking niggas up. But if it's just random charges, like, and that shit's coming, man.
Oh yeah.
Especially with that DACA, the Dreamers, all that, getting all the illegal immigrants out and their children, you know, pretty much like going into their homes, taking them out and shipping them off, man. That's number one. And then, like, people gotta understand, like, after they deal with illegal aliens, they're gonna come after us. Like, we're next.
Oh yeah, man.
They're gonna go in the hoods, and you could be walking around with a purple shirt on. You part of the purple grape gang? Get in the paddy wagon, man. Is that how this shit gonna be going, man? Back to the NFL, man. I'm just, in the end, like, when Kaepernick started this trend, and then, like, the trend really didn't, like, people weren't really, like, with Kaepernick when they started kneeling. They really just kneeled because of Trump saying
some shit. Yeah, 45.
Yeah, that motherfucker saying some shit. So, it's not even, it wouldn't even really stand with Cap to begin with, like you said in our previous episodes, in the past, man. It's just like, nobody wants to stand up for what's right. Nobody wants to be on the right side of history. They just want to go along for the ride. They literally want to just be a molecule that just floats in a straight line and just doesn't bump anybody or cause any change. They do not want that whatsoever, man. But
nobody wants to step on any toes.
No, man, because I saw, like, it was only two things were going to happen with this, with the kneeling, the protesting of the flag. I was like, players are going to get tired of doing it because it's something just to do at the moment, or the owners are going to get together and be like, man, we got to shut this shit down.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got to shut it down because it's affecting our bottom line, and then it's not making our president happy. Because, you know, the president probably called all those owners and was like, hey, make them stand.
Yeah, and, you know, like you said, when the leader of the owners, Jerry Jones, when he comes out and says something, then you know it's, you know, only a matter of time before everybody else starts enforcing that very same rule, you know, enforces the sentiment even more. I mean, we all thought Jerry Jones looks like a plantation owner anyway.
Oh, yeah, man. You should see how... And it's just so sad seeing how Michael Irvin just be all over him.
Yeah.
Come on, that's my owner. And with his old wide nose, cocaine having ass, just all over him, man. It's just sad to see because he cuts the checks. And, you know, that's all they care about.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's all it is, man. As long as we don't create parallel revenue streams for each other, for ourselves, we'll never be able to break off. We'll be able to break off from the stranglehold that society has on us as people.
Yeah.
Because like, they don't want us to actually get together and wise up and get together and have this parallel income with everybody else. Because then they'll just be like, they'll try to, like, guilt trip some people. Like, why do you want to be separate? We're here for you. Why don't you want to be with us? This is wrong. Because they just want your money. That's all it is.
Yeah, that's
and,
it.
Yeah, we're by ourselves, black men and black women are $1 trillion revenue.
Yeah.
By ourselves. Dude, we spending on stupid stuff, man. Spending on nigga shit.
Yeah.
Like in the intro. Spending on nigga shit, man. and that's it. But, I knew it was going to be a matter of time where just either the players just got tired of doing it and they just the message gets lost. Or the owners are going to just force the player's hand, and they're going to keep a tab of who kneels and who doesn't kneel.
Oh yeah, from here on out,
going forward. And then if you're not a baller, if you're not on like a level of like Richard Sherman, he kind of on the decline. If you're not on the level of like
a top superstar,
Odell Beckham Jr. If you're like Odell Beckham, can still kneel, and they'll just be like, just please stop. They'll like beg him to stop because there ain't no way hell they're gonna have him sit. When that fucking team sucks, but he injured now, so it don't really matter.
Yeah, but his season's over.
His season's over. J.J. Watt's season over, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, I just can't do it anymore, man. After this statement came out, where he's just like, man, we want to force him to stand. You can't speak out. You can't wear shirts during pregame, you know, pregame.
Like, what kind of bullshit is that?
It's control, man. It's control.
Like, man.
It's a private company. It's a private entity. They can do what they want. We're just, you know, you're working for a private industry, so hey, whatever they say goes, unless you're really good.
But you know, the most ironic thing, you know, especially with Jerry Jones saying that if you do this, if you disrespect the flag, you will not play. The most ironic thing that could happen is if Dak, Ezekiel, and
Dez.
If they all decided to kneel and call him on his bluff, I mean, I know that this probably would never happen, but I just would like to see what would happen if they did decide to just say, you know what, Cracker?
Yeah.
Like, we're going to call your bluff. We're going to go ahead and kneel. So what, you going to not play us? So you going to lose his game? You going to willingly, your pride is too big to set aside for this game, basically. I don't know. If I was a top superstar, I would call him on his bluff.
Hell yeah. If I was like Cam Newton, you know, or like Russell Wilson or Odell Beckham Jr. I would kneel and look at him like, what you gonna do? You got your fucking mind. You think you gonna replace me? And I'm that dude.
And especially if you've already invested so much into me, man.
And then I'll go somewhere else, like Odell Beckham Jr. about that. His rookie contract is about to be up. He about to get paid, and I guarantee he's not gonna be a Giant because the Giants are kind of through with him, and he wants to be one of the highest paid players. Somebody gonna pay him too.
Yeah. Oh yeah, they will.
Somebody gonna pay him. I wonder where he gonna go because I guarantee he ain't gonna spend his whole career in New York.
It might be Jacksonville, the way they spend the money down there.
Yeah, well, they're balling, too. They're balling right now, too.
They are.
They're just missing a quarterback. That's it. That's all they're missing.
Great defense. Yeah.
Well, Fournette had a couple touchdowns yesterday.
Yeah, that's true. That's right. Because he's the only – he's like one of three or four people that have scored every week so far.
Yep.
It's too bad that I won't get to watch that junk, though.
Yeah, man, that's something I grew up loving, man. Like just remembering the kick that Mort Anderson made to put the Falcons in the Super Bowl for the first time in '98. I never forget that. I never forget jumping up and down in my little bedroom, and I like sprained my neck because I like jumped up and I like landed on my head on my bed, and then my neck was hurting, my ears were hurting for a couple of days afterwards, and then doing the Dirty Bird, and you know, Terrell Davis jumping over the pile, you know, just like. All the scenes, man. My Ravens making that little Super Bowl run. Those two runs they made.
Yeah.
The Music City Miracle, all that. But like we were saying, man, like I was talking to ST earlier. I was like, if we like came out with $1 trillion and we were like, hey, we want to do our own thing, man. If y'all wanna kneel for the flag, y'all can come over here. We got sponsorships. As long as we get these players. And it's like prominent players, like we'll increase your salary by 10%. All your money is guaranteed. And we already had the team logos. We already had the teams ready to go. We got a stadium licensing. We got everything ready to go, man. It's a parallel league. We'll play during the same time they play in different places. And you get paid the same or more. And we also have the TV coverage. You know, I guarantee you maybe like 20% will come. And it's going to be like the dudes that are on a precipice of getting cut. All of them will come.
Yeah.
Cause they went to NFL Europe like it was nothing, so they'll come like in a heartbeat. But like top prominent players, I didn't name like five players I know for sure wouldn't come because they said it down for the call, but they're not. I know for sure Cam wouldn't come.
Nope.
I know for sure Odell Beckham wouldn't come. I know for sure
he might.
He kind of do a limelight, like
he's definitely trying to grab that money bag.
Yeah,
that's for sure. So that would probably, I don't know, I don't think it would be a step down for him, but he would definitely demand a whole lot more that, you know, another league would be, you know, able to pay him at the time.
Yeah, we tell him all salaries are guaranteed. So, but they still wouldn't do it.
Man, probably not,
they still
man.
Still wouldn't do it, man, because people motherfuckers are comfortable. You know, I grew up watching this shit. Nobody want to be a fucking pioneer.
No.
Yeah, man, in person, it wouldn't know Kaepernick would be there.
Oh, yeah.
Kaepernick would be there. But, yeah, man, it's messed up. It's messed up, man. The whole thing is just jacked up.
And it's a shame, man. Like, you can't even enjoy sports anymore because, you know, everybody just wants to be so political and so. I get it. You know, people talk about, you know, I guess just play the game or whatever. Like people use sports to get away from life's trials or whatever. And you know, to be honest, man, I get that, but sports is, you know, for entertainment. You shouldn't be using sports to get away from life anyway.
Yeah.
Like if you have to use something like sports or drugs as a vice to get away from your life, that means you need to do something about your life yourself.
You need to get a hobby.
Yeah. Come on, man. That's just the old excuse that people just try to use just to not talk about, you know, what's wrong.
That's the main thing that racists do. They deflect on something else. They never want to like look in the mirror. They just want to deflect. That's all it is, man.
Ah, nigga. I meant to say this earlier.
Mm-hmm.
I was at work and I saw this older white gentleman. He was about, I guess he was about in his 50s.
Mm.
But this nigga had a shirt on that had the American flag on the front. And underneath the flag, it had three words. It said, I don't kneel. And
what?
Yeah. So as soon as he comes into my vision and I can see it, I'm just looking at him. My facial expression of like me saying, now you know that you can't be wearing it around the wrong type of people.
That's probably what he wanted too.
Probably so. He probably wanted to engage in some conversation. But I was looking at him, and he kind of like he noticed that I was looking at him, and I don't know. I think he kind of bowed out a little bit because he's a little. He seemed like he was a little nervous.
Yeah.
But I don't know, for somebody to wear a shirt like that. Like, that tells me one of two things. Either one, you haven't done any research yourself to find out why people are kneeling. Or two, you're basically just following along whatever sentiment some jackass on some TV show said. It's one of the two. It may be even both. But you can kind of tell that he doesn't look like the type of person that would actually do some research and try to see what the narrative is, try to find out why somebody is doing what they're doing. It goes back to what I said before.
Mm-hmm.
Being patriotic is having the ability to question and or correct what is conceivably wrong. And it just doesn't make sense that we're taking, you know, something that is clearly wrong and they're spinning it as if it's non-patriotic to not follow what will be considered the norm and just keep, you know, moving as if it's, you know, all right.
Yeah. It's just, man, that's the old trick, dude. Just deflection, man. They know why he's kneeling. But they're using that, they're changing the narrative to be like, oh, you're disrespecting the flag because you're kneeling during the national anthem. And if you're disrespecting the flag, you're disrespecting veterans. It's all just a smokescreen, man. They know what they're doing.
Yeah.
They know what they're doing, man. But,
yeah. And then you said, you know, with, you know, Mike Pence showing up at the game, you know, a lot of people think that that was staged.
Yeah, it definitely was staged. It was, man, God, it was staged.
So, you know, you were saying in the group chat that you feel as if this is all just a ploy to get, you know, Trump reelected.
Yeah, that's all it is, man. They're trying to just pretty much rally around their base.
Yeah.
As of right now, rally around the base and then just let them know, remember, we made the nigger stand, remember that? Get us back in another 4 years. I'm telling y'all, man, everybody's like, he only gonna do 4 years, he ain't gonna do he's not gonna do two terms. Trump gonna do two terms. Watch.
Probably so.
He's gonna do two terms, man, cause it's just, there's so many people out here you think that's not a supporter of Trump. And that is, that's not racist, but they are, man. Like, the number of white women that voted for him, the number of, like, Hispanic people that voted for him were high.
Yeah,
because they thought they were going to, like, bring jobs back to the country, and that was a damn lie.
Well, on the contrary,
mm-hmm.
He has brought some jobs here. He has brought some jobs here. It's not as much as he said it would be, of course.
Yeah.
Because, you know, everything he says is, you know, a flat out lie.
Yeah, yeah.
But he has done a little bit of that. So that part, I can't really scold him for that. But I don't know, it's everything else though. That's not enough to erase all the evil that he's done so far.
All I can do is just sign me and just, well, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another great episode of the Black Panthers Podcast. We are a weekly show that comes on every Wednesday morning at 6 a.m. on your favorite podcasting services, which is iTunes, Stitcher, YouTube, and AudioMac. And you can also find us on your favorite your social media sites, which is at Twitter, at BlankCanvasECST. And also on, where else are we on? I'm messing up. Also on Instagram at BlankCanvasECST.
Yep.
But without further ado, let's get into the news.
Let's get it.
Dog. Miami.
Yeah.
Blow. Strippers.
Yeah.
This is not an episode of Miami Vice, people. This is an episode of Bad Boys 2. This
might as well be.
Yeah, I know, man. This is like so Miami. If y'all haven't heard by now, the offensive line coach for the Miami Dolphins was caught. Yeah, former. Yeah, thanks for the question. He resigned. And that's another thing, man. That's one thing I hate about the others, man. They let them resign. They don't just kick them out and all that. It's just like give them a little golden parachute. It's always dignified with them. But let me see. I'm going to pull up this mofo's name. Let's see. I got it right here. Chris Foster was fired because a video leaked of him snorting three lines. lines of cocaine.
On Miami Dolphins premises.
On their premises, on his desk, whispering to his little side piece or mistress that he has in the streets, talking about, remember when we used to do this together? I'm doing this for you. And they're snorting up with a $20 bill, man. He's talking about, this is crazy, I'm about to go to a team meeting. You know, I miss the times being with you. So I guess she wanted to pick up his phone. Phone calls when he cut her off, and he made like $3 million a year. And then the crazy thing is, he's a prominent offensive line coach in the NFL. He's like one of the top ones because, literally the Dolphins made sure that no team needed a head coach. Talked to him. They barred interviews, trying to keep them together. And then he fucked them by doing this. Doing this on the premises,
yeah,
at a team facility. You know, everybody does it, man. Michael Irvin does it. You know, allegedly, there's a lot of people that do. Jerry Rice allegedly. You know, a lot of people that do cocaine, man. You'd be surprised at the amount. You'd be surprised at players that you idolize and you grew up liking. You would be surprised on what their private life is, man.
Yeah,
it'll throw you for a loop, just like. If we ever got a chance to like hear all the secrets about society since the beginning of time, a lot of people would just commit suicide because their whole life would be like, man, I was told a lie since birth.
Yeah,
man, a lot of people just wouldn't be able to handle it, man, at all. But it's just crazy what the vagina makes you do. you can tell you probably like saw her at a strip club. You know, told her who he was and how he got money. Was like, man, you know, so I can, you know, make your life easier. Probably paying her rent, buying her nigga shit, and then she would probably suck him off, and he'll probably like do a line of cocaine off her ass, and then like, you know, do some sodomy to her. You know, like shit like that, stuff like that, man. But it's crazy that he would even feel comfortable enough to
send her a video.
Send her a video. You that desperate? You'll send her a video, knowing how hoes. How women in general keep receipts on stuff, you know, like just keep, just no matter what they're saying. You know, like some people will keep texts like ten years
ago,
2012 on their phone. It's like, remember, I saw a female phone that had like old ass texts from 2012. Like, why are you keeping these? I'm like, you never know when you might need them. Yeah, it's like, man,
that's the kind of woman you want to get away from.
That's the ones you do not want to be around, man. Those are the ones that you need to. Have all eyes on, man. Eyes open, son.
I remember talking to a few females that have, you know, said that same thing. Well, you never know when you might need evidence. And so as soon as I hear that, I was like, okay, I'm gone, yo.
Yeah, dude.
Cause I can't be about that.
Can't be about that life, man.
Yeah, can't be leaving no paper trails out here.
No, definitely can't, man. Like everything. Like something that incriminating you would never put out. I can never like be so sprung off of a woman where we used to do like cocaine and weed together and watch TV shows and fuck and just be like, you know, I'm gonna send her a video and me yeah. doing lots of cocaine, and I represent a NFL franchise.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna risk it all so I can get back with her so I can taste that sweet nectar one more time. I'm talking about like, dude, and of course, you know, he's married.
Yeah.
Been married since 1985, man. And you know the wife's gonna be devastated, so
she's distraught.
Yeah, she definitely gonna leave his ass and get that money.
Oh yeah.
Hell yeah, dude. You know that's coming. No, that's what I would do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, especially if I was tired of her, whoever I was with, and they were just like, they just fucked me over. And then they had a little bit of money. I'm like, man, we're gonna hit them pockets. Like get hit. But what's going through your mind to, number one, carry around cocaine like that when you get randomly stopped by a cop for running a traffic light? Or how about just like Dolphin Security coming up to you and shit falling out your pocket?
Yeah.
Because the head coach was devastated when he was talking to the press. He was like, he didn't see this shit coming. He was like, man, you think you know somebody. I'm like, man, you don't know anybody, man.
That's what I'm saying. And that's their attitude towards everybody that's white.
Yeah.
Everybody that's white, they get that benefit of the doubt. They get that free pass, I guess. That's freaking nuts, man. I've never understood that in my life. But if we, you know, if we litter or we, you know, or we run a red light or something like that, then, you know, it's automatically the worst of the worst. It's crazy, man.
Yeah, man.
It's crazy.
It's just funny that they just let him resign. They didn't even fire him. They just let him they let him resign to save face. And then the other thing that kind of pissed me the fuck off, this shit pissed me off when I was looking at a clip. Somebody showed me a clip of Adam Schefter from ESPN trying to make an excuse for him to be doing the cocaine.
Wow.
Yeah, dude, because he was just like, man, you know, coaches have long hours and, you know.
Oh, get the fuck out of here.
That's what I said. I was like, is he really defending this shit? And then in the statement talking about, I'm not defending what he did. Like, motherfucker, you just did.
You just defended it.
You just defended him, man. Talking about they work long hours. And then somebody made a joke and said he was a hard-working coach because he would be there at 4 a.m. almost every day. And people talking about, ha-ha, we know what he was doing.
Yeah, I'm about to say, snorting lines before he's getting ready for the game plan.
Hell yeah, dude. Like, God.
Jesus.
Oh, man. Man, like, you done made it. You done technically made it financially. That just shows, like, even having a whole, like, gossip of money, man, it can't save some people, man.
Yeah.
It can't. Like, dude made $3 million a year. Being he was one of the highest paid offensive line coaches in the NFL, too.
Yeah, as an offensive line coach.
Offensive line coach, man.
That's unheard of.
Yeah, I know. That's a prominent position, though, man. People don't understand how important a line is. Offensive line is extremely important, but, man, get paid that much? Like, dude, you should be like, man, why do I want to fuck this up? It's just like people think that they make it, quote-unquote, they feel like they're invincible. And God will find a way to shut you down and show you that you're not.
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes you got to be humble, dude.
Man, gotcha. ain't no sometimes, it's all the time.
Yeah, man, you gotta keep your head on swimming, man. It's like, no way in my right fucking mind would I ever be like, hey, man, you know, I'm gonna take this cocaine to my job and just do a line of it, take a video of it, and send it to somebody that I don't really know besides, you know what I'm saying, that somebody that gargles my kids and swallow it, and then it makes me horny again, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? Somebody turn you on doing that kind of shit. Like, that person doesn't really love you.
No, man. They just out to get what they can get out of you and then move on to the next
trick. But
the next John.
Hell yeah, because it's funny that she said she released the videos because she said she didn't like how the NFL players are being treated. This is her way of being an activist for the movement. So I thought that was extremely funny.
Yeah.
That she said that. And she said she has more videos. But she said she's not doing any interviews unless she getting paid. And I'm saying, keeping it real, you know, get your money while you can. Because after this, nobody gonna want to have to do anything with you.
Nope.
So you need to try to get the money while you can. Cause I remember Dan Le Batard said he wanted to get her on cause he's based in Miami. And yep. She said, I ain't talking to you unless I get paid. No, I don't mind.
Yeah, me either. Yeah, I mean, hey, you got 15 minutes. So what you do with them is very crucial. Hey, get it, girl.
Yeah, man, go ahead and get that money. Come on, honey, mama. Like, dude, it would take, I would have to be out of my ever loving mind to even do that. Even if I was a heavy drug user, I would know to only use it at home.
Oh, yeah.
I like, maybe, like, the worst that happened to me for me is I would go to work high. But I wouldn't do it there.
Yeah.
Well, there's nothing to mm-hmm. do. It's people, some of your favorite athletes do it, man. Somebody yeah. that you watch that you cheer on that's on the court. And somebody that's making tackles or, you know what I'm saying, running for touchdowns. On their free time, either doing, like, weed, which I don't really have a problem with weed, or doing heroin or cocaine, man. Tell you, man, the opioids gonna take these motherfuckers out of here, dude.
Oh yeah, it already is. It's taking so many people out so far. You know, especially those cases in Ohio and
yeah, it's always the Midwest part of our country though that is done in the most. Ain't nothing to do out there, but you know, lay up and you know, suck and fucking blow.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? That's it.
Yeah.
Dude, that's just fucked up, dude. That's just fucked up. But we'll see. I'm gonna keep an eye on him. I'm gonna keep an eye on the news just to see if he gets another chance. Cause they usually do get third or fourth or fifth chances.
Oh yeah, so, the others always find a way back in.
Hell yeah, man. So all he's gonna do is he's gonna make a PR stunt. He's gonna probably make a statement with his wife and kids there. He probably gonna go to rehab. Which is pretty much like an adult daycare center. And then pretty much just chill for 2 seconds and then get another job. Because he is good.
Yeah.
He has like engineered like some of the best lines in recent NFL history. So he'll get another job because coaches, only NFL coaches care about is winning. And they're going to be like, man, just don't fuck me. If I hire you, just don't fuck me. They're going to be like, man, you can do cocaine all you want. Just don't fuck me, man. You know what I'm saying? They don't give a damn. Man, when it comes down to it, all these coaches care about is winning. They don't care about the human element. They don't care about anything. They don't care if you, like, run over dogs and stomp dogs out in the elevator. Man, I know y'all need to look online for that, man. ST is over here rolling, man. This girl got arrested for, like rock bottoming a little dog in the elevator and caught a jump on tape, man. That jump was fucked up.
He was stomping the shit out of that dog. Yo.
Hell yeah, nigga. That dog had no chance. That shit
was... No chance! No chance! That's what you just got.
Had no chance, dude. This shit was fucked up.
Yeah, it was.
No, this shit was fucked up. But she went to jail. She went to jail for it, though.
Yeah.
So, I guess that's definitely a good thing.
It's not like the dog died. I mean, well, it probably did from injuries though. The way she was,
she was going in like, man, like there was like a diamond inside that motherfucker's stomach. She's trying to get to that shit, like for real. I was like, goddamn, that made no sense, dude. Made none whatsoever. But man, anything else really happened in the news besides like that was the biggest thing that happened, man. It was that. Coach
didn't
call with that cocaine, man.
Yeah, we want to keep the families of the people who passed away from, you know, the wildfires in California. You know, we sit here, man, and we fight each other over this dumb shit like racism. And we got people, you know, as I said, people in California who are, you know, dying because of something that they can't even control.
Yeah.
So, like, you know, our thoughts and our prayers are with the family of those people, those individuals, you know. But, you know, that's about it, man.
It was a very slow news week this week.
Yeah. You know, that's all right. It's just, you know, gives us more, you know, things to play with, so.
All right. Without further ado, let's get to the topic.
Let's get it.
All right, man. We're going to go ahead and keep it 100 with y'all. Our topic, like we do every week, you know what I'm saying? It's no different. But this week, man, my question is, ST, man, is how powerless are, you know, black people, African-American people in America? How powerless are we? Do we have any power, really?
If your net worth is above, I say about 200 million, then yes, you do have a, okay, I'll bring it down to about 100 million plus. If your net worth is about 100 million plus, then yeah, you have a shred of power. But for the rest of us common folk, I would say absolutely not. I mean, recent history has shown such, as well as, I mean, no matter how far we've been removed from slavery, you know, the treatment of our kind still exists. We might have a few that slip through the cracks that, you know, may gain us respect as, you know, a people. But overall, we don't have power in this country. We could if we, you know, of course, decided to do what we supposed to do, and that's, you know, put our money together and, you know, build with one another. I think we could absolutely own this country if we did that. But we're so brainwashed and, you know, blinded by the carrot that the others, you know, dangle in our face that we don't realize the potential that we have. So therefore we remain powerless.
So, yeah, that was well said, man. It's sad to say this, but I feel that we only have a certain amount of power that we can exude on this country or this world, just because the constructs of the system has been firmly set. And to really uproot that system, man, we would need a revolution to happen, man. We would just have everybody would have to be on the same accord. Everybody have to be on the same playbook at all times. They cannot, like, we cannot be infiltrated by, you know what I'm saying, moles or anybody. Oh, yeah. could come in and just infiltrate, like, our movement, man. But I would definitely love to see it. But I kind of, like, man, the reason we bring this up was because what happened to Jemele Hill from ESPN.
Yeah.
And she pretty much called out, because, you know, at first, she called out Trump. And, you know, ESPN went in, you know, slapped it on the wrist. We're like, you know, you can't be doing that, nigga. Yeah. But, you know what they want to say?
Yeah.
So they kind of slapped it on the wrist and said, no, you can't be doing that. This is not right. You need to stop what you're doing. But then she comes out and attacks Jerry Jones.
Yeah.
Because of a statement that he made about players must stand. Nobody will not stand, or if you don't stand, you're going to, you know, go to the locker room, but everybody's going to stand for the national anthem. And I want to read you, if I can find Jemele Hill. I just had to show my fucking phone, and it went away. I wanted to find Jemele Hill's tweet so I could, you know, read that shit verbatim to you. Yeah. But pretty much, you know what I'm saying, I can't find it right now, but pretty much what she's saying is, what she said on tweets were, you really can't blame, you can blame Jerry Jones only to a certain amount. What you really need to do is to blame his advertisers. And he's like, the best way to get your point across is, she said, you can still watch, you know what I'm saying? Watching is not, you know, not watching is not really going to affect much change, but the change is going to be hitting the pockets of the advertisers who advertise and fund and sponsor the Cowboys. And then somebody put out a list of the sponsor that the Dallas Cowboys, it was like AT&T, PepsiCo, which is Pepsi company. It was like 6 or 7 companies that sponsored the Dallas Cowboys. She's like, that's the way to do it. And that pretty much was a nail in the coffin for her. And that's what got her, that's what pretty much got her those 2 week suspension. And I'm gonna keep it real with you, man. She needs to leave ESPN. And
yes, she does.
And I will go ahead and say, big props to Michael Smith, her her right hand man for standing beside her. And he did not appear on SportsCenter at 6, their show that they have together at all. He did not appear with her. He didn't go on with another co-host. So that's good. He's standing beside her. But the thing is, how long can he continue to do this?
Not very long, because I don't know. It might be able to land, because I mean, they already, it's ESPN's already a sinking ship.
It really is.
So they need all the talent they can stand right now.
Yeah, man, because they already had that one purging, and they kept the wrong people. I don't know why they kept Sage Steele. I know Sage Steele would be like, I'll take her spot.
Cause she sucks him up. That's why.
Yeah, she down for the white D. But, yeah, man, it's just, I kind of saw it coming, especially when she started tweeting again. I was just kind of like, man, it's only a matter of time.
Oh, yeah.
Before she's speaking her mind, and then they're going to try to really put her in her place.
Yep.
Cause ESPN was not playing.
No.
And I think her day's a number ESPN. I think it's going to be like, it's not going to be a mutual split. She's going to just be like, fuck it, and I'm leaving. Even though they just got a big-ass pay raise, I think she'll just like, man, I'd rather stand for something than just fall for anything. So
she'll
probably just go to, like, probably start her own stuff. She could really, like, those two have a huge following for their podcast, or his or hers podcast. If they wanted to, they really could just take their talents to YouTube, or, you know, try to start their own, like, media platform and do their own thing with the money that they have, just be independent, and I guarantee you, everybody will support them.
I mean, just look at everything that they've generated off that, you know, SportsCenter the 6.
Yeah.
Like, if they leave, like, really, what will you watch SportsCenter for?
Like, yeah, man. Then all they would have left is Scott Van Pelt. Really, and then that's it. Cause all the rest of the people, I don't even give two shits about.
Yeah, that would be it, man. Their roster is, you know, it's pretty slim. So I think if something does happen to Mike, then Mike Greenberg, I think they'll probably push that along faster.
Yeah. They probably try to bring in like Bomani Jones, like replace it with Bomani Jones, and then that Pablo Torre dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, they probably try to put them in their spots.
But I don't know, cause you know Bomani.
Bomani speaks his mind too.
Yes, yeah, I'm about to say he's a little quick at the mouth too, so I don't know how long that would last.
He speaks his mind at all times, man.
Yes, he does.
He tweets a lot. I'm like, man, how do people tweet?
Yes, he does.
Okay, here it is. She said she tweeted this on Sunday. During the game, when the statement came out by Jerry Jones, she said, this play works. Change happens when advertisers are impacted. I feel strongly against Jerry Jones' statements. Boycott his advertisers. And somebody said, here's his advertisers. AT&T, Bank of America, Dr. Pepper, Snapple Group, Ford Motors, the Miller Company, and Pepsi Corporation.
Oh, wait. You can count two of those out right now, because number one, people ain't finna stop going to Bank of America, no matter how crooked they are. And two, you know, them white boys ain't giving up their trucks.
Oh, no, man.
You can forget that. I don't really see people stop drinking Pepsis, whatever, but it's hard to boycott advertisers. Because, I mean, you never know, one, what they stand for.
You really don't.
Or two, what they make, what all they make.
Oh, thanks for bringing it up, man. Speaking of advertisers, have you heard about that Dove advertisement?
No.
Dude, Dove is fucked up. So, in the Dove advertisement, there's a black woman standing there with a shirt on, and she's smiling, and she takes the shirt off halfway, and then she takes the shirt all the way off, and she turns to a white woman.
I did see that.
Yeah, nigga. Like, that's another company that we don't need to really support is Dove Soap. That's easy, not support Dove Soap. You just go to another, like, soaping company. Just find out. Because usually what people don't really know that some of these companies are all under one big umbrella.
Yeah.
And you would think that, because some companies make their competitors, like, stuff you think that's a competitor to that product, they make that product too. So you'd rather, like, dig deep and be like, man, what soaps do Dove make? Because Dove can make Irish Spring. Like, fuck it, I'll do Irish Spring. And then Irish Spring could be under Dove's little umbrella of company. So you got to find out which what Dove makes besides Dove products, because they can make other products as well. So you have to really do your research. But yeah,
it's a whole lifestyle of doing, you know, as you said, research and finding out who does what, because like it's hard. It takes a real effort to boycott, you know, these companies, because you never know what companies do what.
Really don't, man. Yeah, it's sick, man. It doesn't mean to bring up the topic. It just shows that even though ESPN, quote unquote, said they're a progressive company, and we know we're trying to go towards the future and be a more tolerant, you know, equal company, they're still doing shit like this. And this is a statement that they came out with on Monday on why they suspended her. It said ESPN statement on Jermell Hill. Jermell Hill has been suspended for 2 weeks for a second violation of social media guidelines. She previously acknowledged letting her colleagues and company down with an impulsive tweet. In the aftermath, all employees were reminded of how individual tweets may reflect negatively on ESPN, and that such actions will have consequences. Hence this decision. I mean, get your bitch ass in line and pick this cotton.
Yeah. And shut the fuck up.
Shut the fuck up, yeah. I would keep it real. If I worked for a major company, I wouldn't have a Twitter account.
Yeah,
I wouldn't even have one, man. So what's the point? Because they own you. Something that big, you get swallowed by something that big. You're just a fucking cog in a machine. You're not an individual.
Oh, yeah.
You're a fucking damn screw in a machine.
Oh, yeah.
You keep this motherfucker rolling. That's all you are, man.
Yeah.
And I just can't wait to see that. I can't wait to see their future, dude. I hope they're just planning and plotting right now. Like, man, we just need to try. I know they just signed a new contract, and then you can kind of like tell they kind of blew their money on some expensive shit.
NBA. And them stupid sets.
No, I'm talking about Jermell Hill, Jermell Hill, Michael Smith. They were like talking about it, like when they first, like it was kind of sad that they were even mentioning it, because you gotta kind of tell they ain't never had nothing by the way they were talking on TV. I'm like, why are you talking about this on TV? Because I watched their show for like the first couple of weeks. And they were talking about, well, I ain't gonna talk about that new whip you bought. He's like, I ain't gonna talk about the new whip you bought. And I was like, and they're like, you know, you got to do contracts. I'm just like, that's how they get you. That's how they get you the money factor, dude. It's just they know the almighty dollar will rule all, and you will either fall in line and get this money, or you will stand up for something stand up for something and be broke.
Yeah.
That's why we gotta support each other more, man. That's why if they do branch off and do their own thing, we need, like, as a community, we need to support them 100%, even if they're like lacking when they first start out.
Yeah.
If they're struggling when they first start out, knowing it'll get better, man.
We got to support the Triple B's, you know, the Ball family. We got to support them.
You got to support black businesses, man. It goes back to an episode we did like a couple of weeks ago, talking about just like what I just mentioned in the past about just self-hate and just how you just don't want to buy from your own people because you just hate the skin that you're in.
Yeah.
Because you were taught your whole life that you're inferior, that you're not as good as your white counterpart. That it becomes a grainy, and you think, just, I won't get good service if I go to a black company.
Yeah.
This shit has to change, man. Once this change, the whole world axis is going to be just thrown off, dude. Thrown off the equilibrium.
Yeah.
And it just kind of made me bring up this topic. It just kind of made me just feel like, man, like, no matter how far you go up the ladder, the corporate ladder, man, they will find a way to put you in your place.
Oh, yeah, all the time, man.
Yeah, man, it's just like...
That's the name of the game.
Yeah, put you in your place, man. Just like, I hate seeing videos of, like, up-and-coming rappers, like, going into, like, the labels, like...
Yeah.
Like, recording the studio, like, going to, like, their little meeting rooms, and, like, rapping in front of a whole bunch of white people, and, like, doing niggerish shit. They do it just to get laughs off of people.
Bobby Shmurda is Bobby the Shmurda, pop, yep. biggest... clown show example that we can that I can think of.
And Designer. And cause I remember Designer, he did the little Timmy song, whatever the fuck they did. I don't listen to that nigga. But he was doing the song and they were just sitting there like, look at this monkey. And then like somebody was like walking past him like he just killed Timmy Tuner. I was like, man, y'all heard this motherfucking music before. Y'all would have not signed this motherfucker. You ain't heard his music. Why you gotta, like, do some kind of slave auction shit inside of a fucking damn office, big boardroom, showing, like, yeah, dance, nigga. You want this chick, dance. Or you want to go back being poor.
Pretty much, man.
It just shows how, man, it shows how powerless we are. And then it's almost like it's our fault for being this weak. Jemele Hill can't even say, like, Jerry Jones is wrong for his statement. It's advertisement pressure. You know what I'm saying? Boycott his advertising. That'll pretty much solve the problem. And it just sounds in her voice because they know her voice is strong. And it always sounds the voice of people that could be potentially be leaders and who, like, will black people listen to. They always keep a tab on those people, man.
Because they know if they shut them up, they don't have to worry about, you know, somebody else that might be thinking about saying something.
Exactly. Make an example out of them. That's what they did. That's why we haven't seen any leaders since Malcolm and Martin Luther King.
Martin Luther King, yeah.
Dude, that's why we haven't seen it.
Yeah.
They killed them.
And, I mean, we know. Well, I mean, we kind of did, but they, you know, killed them too.
Killed who?
Tupac.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, man, because people listen to Tupac.
Yep.
Yeah, man. Like,
he was saying the same stuff.
Yep.
It was just more, it was a more modern version. And pretty much had to do with all of that, you know, black empowerment, white supremacy, all of that. And, you know, they killed him too.
Yeah, they could call that shit back out back in the day.
Yeah.
You can't, because they're just trying to, all they're trying to do is keep a bottle on, this shit is trying to keep a bottle on the black community, because it took them forever to destroy us. Because what they did was introduce crack cocaine to our community. And then they broke up the household. The household is a very strong, is a backbone of every community. It's a backbone of any community.
Well, didn't the breakdown of the household come first with slavery?
Yeah, it started then, but then we kind of got back together now because we all we had after abolishment of slavery and then going into, like, you know, the 50s and 60s. We all, like, band together. We were very family oriented. They were like, hold on, we got to break this shit up.
Yeah.
That's power. And then that's when they came up with the independent women movement. I'm a strong black woman. I don't need no man movement. I remember that movement when I was a teenager, and I was just like, man, this kind of sounds stupid.
Yeah.
Like, what? You don't see any white women. You don't see any white women, any Asian women, any Mexican women saying this shit.
No.
Like, do y'all not see this shit?
Yeah.
And it messed up the household. Then it, you know, we have a whole bunch of single parent moms that can't take care of the kids, and then the kids come out fucked up and.
Yeah,
it's just a perpetual cycle of bullshit.
Yep. I was about to say, repeat the same cycle.
Yeah, repeat the same cycle, man.
Yeah, man.
We just have so much potential, we don't want to use it, man. I just want to say, you know, we with you, Jemele. You know what I'm saying? Like, we're people here at the Blake Hills Podcast, we're down for you, man. Keep your head up.
Yeah.
You definitely won't be watching ESPN until they put you back on, and then when they put you back on, I'll probably just watch out for 2 seconds. Y'all be like background noise, not turn the shit off. But I'm very intrigued to see where this goes and what she does, because she has the talent to go somewhere else. She really does.
Yeah, she does.
Yeah, to break that. I'll be on the phone with my lawyer and that right now, and just be like, hey man, just try find me somewhere else to go, man. I'll go to FS1. That's only places that she can really go.
Pretty much, man.
It's FS1 or I would see if her and Michael Smith could get like something like what Bill Simmons tried to do, put it on HBO, but just do it better.
Except not fail.
Yeah, not fail. Yeah, try to do that. She needs to understand how powerful she is. She could actually do something. She has a chance to do something.
They probably better stay away from cable TV, or paid TV rather, like anything like Showtime or HBO. I would stay away from that because those kind of networks, they're too shaky. Like you need, I don't know, you kind of need something a little stronger than sports to be on those kind of networks. Because really, who watches Inside the NFL on Showtime? Who watches that shit?
Yeah. I know, I don't.
Man.
Definitely the Ray Lewis bitch as well in that time. I was on my knees praying. I was like,
this nigga lying his ass off.
Hell yeah. That shit pissed me off. But, yeah, man, it's just the powers that be just put motherfuckers in their place, dude. I'm not surprised.
Nope.
I'm not surprised whatsoever, dude. Yeah. And that's the way the news goes. Yep. Speaking of which, man, that's the Saskatchewan wild sauce, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. Dog. They wanna, McDonald's has, if you know what we were talking about, if you ever watch the show Rick and Morty, he was talking about this Mulan sauce called Saskatchewan sauce that came out in 1998. Yep. And he loved it, and he was wanted McDonald's to bring it back, so they brought it back off of a cartoon character talking about it.
Yeah.
So they brought it back for one day, and they only had it limited, they had that junk at limited locations, and then some locations only had like 10 packets, and then some of them only had like 3 or 4 posters. I don't give a fuck about a poster. I don't want a poster.
Yeah, I'm but, straight on that.
Yeah, I don't want that shit, but like people are like, one McDonald's only had like 770 packets, and there were like 1,000 people outside, and then McDonald's said, we hear you, stay tuned. This is on their social media, on their Twitter. Saying we'll listen to y'all, and we're gonna go ahead and bring it back out for another day. So we'll get another chance to try it.
Okay.
Yeah, because it was funny because people were like getting the Saskatchewan sauce and not even eating it, and like selling online on eBay for money.
Yeah.
People out here trying to make a dollar.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, I was just like, Jesus Christ, did y'all not understand? They underestimated the popularity
the power.
Of order. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, what it was, you know, once that episode came out, you know, people, fans started, you know, doing petitions and things online, or they kept bugging McDonald's about it.
Yep.
So they was like, finally, you know, I guess after, you know, getting so much mail about it, so many requests, they were just like, all right, we just gonna, you know, come out with it. So,
yeah.
But I didn't see the locations that they were at until like the day, like the afternoon or the evening of. So I went to, you know, of course, some locations that were right around the street from my house. But if I'd have known to find that website early, I definitely would have been in a better location so that I can try to at least, you know, get some. But we're going to see how the second run goes.
Oh, yeah, definitely see how it goes, man. I'm definitely going to try it. I'm not even a McDonald's fan.
Yeah,
but I'm definitely gonna when they do re-release it, I'm gonna go ahead and try to junk out. But yeah, they dropped the ball on this shit.
Yeah.
They dropped it hard. And then some people that actually tried it. I watched a video on this video game website GameStop, and they tried it, and it was like, eh, it kind of sucked. And I was like, I mean, everybody taste buds different, so I'm still gonna hold out.
That's true.
Because I remember this other guy I watched, this black guy I watched. He was talking about this like the best sauce he ever had. And, you know, everybody had different tastes. You know. Everybody's palate is different. You know, our palate is kind of more, you know, we have a better palate. Yeah, stronger palate. Stronger, like, you know, palate than most races of people.
Like a flavor palate. Yeah.
Let's like taste our food. Our food is way better than most people's food.
Yeah.
So we'll definitely have to wait and see on that. We'll keep y'all posted on that. But, man, shit, you got anything else, man?
No, man, I think that's it, man. You know, just, you know, that's it.
Man, dude. Let's try to just find a ways, man, we can lift each other up, man, try to, like, make parallel companies, man. If you want to start, if you apply for a job to do something, man, start the company yourself. Or work at that company for a year or two, see how they run it, and then run it yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, it's time. It's time, man.
It's been time.
Been time, man. You gotta fuck the bullshit, man. We love y'all, and you know what I'm saying? Go ahead and bring that bitch home, ST.
Alright, y'all, like always, man, we love y'all. We thank y'all for putting up with us for another week, you know, in your car, you know, at your job, you know, while you're taking a shit, whatever.
Whatever
you know, we appreciate y'all. You know, hit us up on our social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all of that. Tell us what you love about the show. Tell us what you don't like about the show. Give us suggestions for new shows. Oh, yeah, we going, you know, since we, you know, boycotting the NFL, we going to need something to do on Sundays now. You know, so, you know, we going to need some good ideas for, you know, for that. Because I'm definitely going to be sitting around, you know, looking stupid.
Hell yeah. Looking at TV like, man, ain't shit on Sundays. We know why. Like, fuck. Yeah, we just can't do it no more, man. You trying to silence a league that's 98% black. You gonna tell them to stand? You can't kneel for racial injustice, man. Fuck you.
Yeah.
Shit.
Remember to keep your eyes and ears open. We got some stuff coming down the pipeline pretty soon. And ignorance is not a handicap, it's a personal choice. And if there is no light, y'all must become the light, so be the light. Yeah, man, that's it. EC.
We love y'all, man.
Yeah.
If you don't stand with something, you fall off anything, man. We love y'all. Peace out.
That's right. Episode number 63. Let's get our minds right, y'all.
We love y'all. Peace.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening to Blank Canvas Podcast. We'll see you next week.
Oh, no, no.